Shake, rattle, roll, shake, rattle, roll. Shake, rattle, roll,
the kind of strange and paradoxical fate of language out of the body, language once that continues to kind of move through.
Shake, rattle, roll.
And this is what I mean by shake, rattle, and roll.
I meant that the whole idea of live radio was an illusion, that the living only speak through the articulated corpses of technology. The dead mediate the living. And so, the more dead the transmission, the more alive the sensation. The more dead, the more alive. The more dead.
Bring back my body to me, to me. Bring back my body.
Shake.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rattle. Roll. Shake.
Slower.
Rattle. Roll.
And this is what I mean by shake, rattle, and roll.
Can we turn your radio now?
So Sorry. Sound check. We did not rewind here.
Very, very good. Finally, repeat the proposition without using your larynx. Very, very, very good. Let's consider the proposition proved.
Shake.
Get wired, stick a needle in the brain, and spin those tunes, baby, because you're a tightly twisted roller derby brand of wild
thing. Roll.
You're on the air.
Shake.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rattle. Roll.
A land where the unutterable is uttered.
Shake.
Slower.
Rattle. Roll.
And this is what I mean by shake, rattle, and roll.
That it's not just a place of sudden bursts of philosophical illumination, but it's also a place of the most depraved kinds of madness. And it is not just a place of sanctuary.
Shake.
But it's also a place of danger. Not just dreams, revelation, and sanctuary, but nightmares, madness, and danger.
Shake.
The cave of the imagination.
Roll. Shake.
Have you been there? What about your research?
Very, very kind of disquieting thing to hear over your headphones. Anyway, we almost crashed on takeoff from Honolulu with stabilizing flaps which were damaged by metal bars that had broken away from the landing gear. The plane barely lifted off the ground before it began to rattle violently. Now, in the wake of each fresh plane crash, I confess to being one of those morbid souls who read survivor accounts with intense curiosity. And I do keep voluminous files. Such accounts almost invariably refer to violent rattles moments before a disaster. So as the luggage compartment sprang open above our heads, these little miniature Samsonites coming down onto us, I felt certain that we were seconds away from rattling right into a burn unit. But the Qantas pilot immediately, when you hear a Qantas pilot, they tend to be very kind of deeply cool dudes. When you hear a kind of note of anxiety in a Qantas pilot voice, you really know you're in serious trouble. The Qantas pilot immediately informed us that he was lightening our load by dumping 2,000 liters of fuel into the Pacific Ocean.
Yes. Shake.
Get wired, stick a needle in the brain, and spin those tunes, baby, because you're a tightly twisted roller derby brand of wild.
Roll.
The more alive.
You're on the air.
More dead.
Shake.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
rattle, roll.
A land where the unutterable is uttered.
Shake.
This is what I mean by shake, rattle, and roll. Pneumatic stress, the trembling hand, a bad time for noses, rough throat, squeal, 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 the intrinsic boredom of immortality, signs and wonders, the outsider, fingers tap dance with love ghosts in the darkness. It's a very poetic one. Dead letters live on air, but smell like sewage. And finally, whispered nonsense. Several hours later, in a typically incongruous late 20th century change of scene, I sat watching the surfers ride the waves at Waikiki with a Qantas complimentary cocktail. I think it was a banana daiquiri, although I was so rattled that I have no idea what it was, but I was downing them as quickly as they could bring them. I thought about other waves, air waves, the risks of mechanical vibration. I thought about all the radio art transmissions that dump their fuel and make premature landings, about the countless audio aircraft that never arrive at their true destination, or that shake, rattle, and roll violently without ever coming to the climax. And after three or four more complimentary cocktails, the voices in my head piled up like drowned rats.
Communication is community.
Communication is community.
The technology of transmission.
The technology of transmission.
Is the promise of one world.
The promise of one world.
Made whole.
Made whole.
Brought together.
Brought together.
Again. All languages.
All languages.
All races.
All races.
All cultures.
All cultures.
I dream of a time.
I dream of a time.
When everybody on the planet lives.
When everybody on the planet lives.
Breathes and touches each other on air.
Breathes and touches each other on air.
A glorious communion.
A glorious communion.
A celebration to end all celebration.
A celebration to end all celebration.
In a language to end all languages.
In a language to end all languages.
Communication is community.
Communication is community.
The technology of transmission.
The technology of transmission.
Is the promise of one world made whole.
Is the promise of one world made whole.
Brought together.
Brought together.
All languages, all races, all cultures.
All languages, all races, all cultures.
I dream of a time.
I dream of a time.
When everybody on the planet lives, breathes, and touches each other on air.
When everybody on the planet lives, breathes, and touches on air.
A glorious communion.
A glorious communion.
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 A celebration to end all celebrations.
A celebration to end all celebration.
In a language to end all language.
In a language to end all language.
Finnegan's Wake.
Finnegan's Wake. Wake.
Here comes everybody.
Here comes everybody.
Finnegan's Wake.
Finnegan's Wake.
Here comes everybody.
Here comes everybody.
Daily newspaper alluded only to, and I quote, a sinister dance of satanic voices, group necrophilia, and degenerate gobbledygook. And this is what I mean by shake, rattle, and roll.
Shake.
Get wired, stick a needle in the brain, and spin those tunes, baby, because you're a tightly twisted roller derby brand of wild.
Roll.
The more dead the more alive.
You're on the air.
Sometimes when you try to talk about radio art in public, you get needled. You get needled by the living and haunted by the hanging vibrations of the dead. With the passage of time, I find that my most pressing problem is how to tell the difference. From stone-cold, hard-fact larynxes frozen in every stage of physical decomposition. From talk-show gold throats cut with a scalpel, transected, then taped back together and beamed down across the airwaves. From voices that have been severed from the body for so long that no one can remember who they belong to or whether they belong to anybody at all. From pop monster giggle bodies guaranteed to shake your booty. From artificial tissue folds sneak-stitched into still living throats through computer synthesis and digital processing. From mechanical chatterboxes dead to begin with. From cyberphonic antibodies taking flight and crashing to pieces. From down and dirty drive time jingles to spotless digital recordings of Handel's Messiah. Sitcom patter becomes fused in the memory with the speeches of candidates and the numbing rhythms of traffic reports and weather forecasts. Needles are an inescapable fact of life for the schizophrenic and still amply animate the radio body, even if the world's fastest fake fingers, laser beams, have made it possible to get off without them. As the possibility of public discourse collapses, at least in the United States, into communal lip-sync extravaganzas, perhaps the most direct form of radio art, and certainly the cheapest, is to simply get wired, stick a needle in the brain, and spin those tunes, baby, because you're a tightly twisted roller derby brand of wild thing.
Shake.
Get wired, stick a needle in the brain, and spin those tunes, baby, because you're a tightly twisted roller derby brand of wild thing.
Roll.
The more alive.
You're on the air.
Shake.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rattle. Roll.
A land where the unutterable is uttered.
Shake. Rattle.
And this is what I mean by shake, rattle, and roll.
Now let's try to repeat the proposition without opening our mouths. Very, very good.
Some, of course, just heard other voices. One called in and said, they've been telling me I'm a schizophrenic, but after listening to you, I think I may only be a schizophrenic. But others describe various forms of uncontrollable voices that would erupt from their throats at the most embarrassing times. Several were acutely aware that their language had become infected by the electronic media, that their language was in fact no longer their own, and often found themselves talking like cartoon characters.
Shake.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rattle. Roll.
A land where the unutterable is uttered.
Okay. Is the glass of water still being passed
around? Actually, a glass of wine, since we're going to do a liturgy. Think wafer.
Yes. Well, they do get a bit sticky on the throat. We'd probably better have a glass of water or wine or two. Okay, and...
can always tear off a piece of cardboard in a pinch.
Yes. Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. We're, I think, beginning to move towards the liturgical mood.
Dangers of this night?
Yes. Yes. Book of Common Prayer.
Yes.
Yes.
Are we ready?
I believe so.
Shake, rattle, roll. Shake, rattle, roll.
Prosthesis. How would you like to go through life hearing nothing more than that?
Won't you please bring back my